right. In the background, we're listening to Nate Woolley, Paul Lighton, and David Grubbs from a recent release called The Seven Story Mountain, released on Important Records. And it's kind of... one second. I'm all tangled up. I thought it was kind of interesting that that came up in the library. This it's a new record, and Audrey Chen, who is in the studio today, who will be performing for us, performed with Nate Woolley just a couple of nights ago. And do you want to say anything, Audrey?
Hello.
About anything. Just hello. We're glad to have you in the studio, by the way.
Thank you.
It's really a pleasure to have you come out here and perform. I really enjoyed your set the other night at Issue, by the way. And have you performed with Nate Woolley much in the past? Or
yeah, Nate and I have been playing, I don't know, on and off for few years now.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of probably my oldest collaborator in the city.
Mm-hmm. In New York City.
New York City.
You're originally from Baltimore, right?
Not originally, but I've been living there for a long time. I actually lived in New York for a couple years, a long time ago, but I moved around a lot. I was actually born outside Chicago.
Uh-huh. How did you arrive at Baltimore?
For school.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I ended up going to music school,
mm-hmm.
and then I stayed.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I spend about half my time there now.
Half your time. Well, yeah. you seem to tour quite a bit.
Yeah, that's the other half. Sort of on an airplane or on a train or mm-hmm, something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and now I understand there's also like quite a music scene going on currently in Baltimore. Are you connected to that very much or not? Or
peripherally. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes and no. I think I was organizing there for a number of years when I started playing this kind of music, which is maybe about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had like kind of a switch.
From
classical music.
Oh, you were doing strictly. Really?
Yeah, I was an early music musician and then also played 20th century classical contemporary composition.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about now, 6 years ago, that I made a pretty abrupt switch into doing what I do now.
What made you make that change?
I tried it out. It's pretty basic. It's pretty simple. I don't have a long history of listening to new music, yeah, but not improvised or experimental music. I don't have a rock background.
Right.
I don't have a punk background. I don't have a jazz background.
Right. Right.
So
what was there any one thing that sort of turned you on to the idea of experimenting with your voice and the cello and sound as you are doing it currently?
It was through the community in Baltimore that kind of introduced me to the possibility of doing something more and doing something more personal,
mm-hmm.
and that it was possible to do something more personal, but not be like a composer that you write everything down and
mm-hmm.
it's this whole process. It could be something really immediate. It could be something really, immediate in a very instant sort of way,
mm-hmm.
and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I always played also the cello and voice, but I could never really do them together
in the classical setting.
So.
Right.
But other than that, no, it was really, I tried it and felt this kind of catharsis, and then it kind of went from there.
Well,
super complicated.
It's interesting that my first introduction to your music was not that long ago either. I mean, I first heard the Abattoir CD here at the station. We got it in not that long ago, maybe in the early fall, I think it was, or late summer of 2009. And then I saw you perform in Brighton, and that really, solidified my interest in your work. I thought, wow, that was a really great show you did in England, and I
Thank
was
you.
Very impressed with that. So, well, I guess we could chat on and on, but you're all set to go in there, it looks
okay.
like. And feel free to start whenever you like.
Sure, sure. I'll just play for, I don't know.
As much as you want. We have plenty of time. We're going to hear Audrey Chen now play live in the studio for us. So sit back and listen.